This is episode 2087 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to our series we're exploring this week. We are exploring the theme of surviving uncertainty. All week long, you have discovered a different meditation technique that can help you manage these uncertain times we're experiencing. And I'm going to guide you today, layering those techniques together into a meditation. I like to layer meditation techniques when I meditate. It is the best way to transition from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to a place of stillness and peace. It's pretty hard to just sit down and instantly be focused and ready to meditate. There's a process where you let go of all that's happening out there around you and start to focus more inward. Some days, this happens pretty quickly. You're ready and you're able to focus and feel really calm right away. Other days, it can take a little bit longer. Those are the days when your mind seems to wander. One of the best ways to help your wandering mind or your distracted mind is to begin to notice your breath and do a breathing technique, or simply bring your thoughts to the rhythm and flow of your breath. So, as you get ready to meditate, I want to share a little insight from an article we've been following along with, and this is an article from Psychology Today, 5 Strategies for Managing Uncertainty During COVID-19 by Dr. Austin Perlmutter. We explored earlier in the week how to reframe our stress, our current situation, and how to accept it. You also explored how to rewire your thinking, and meditation is one of the best ways to actually rewire your brain. Today, your 4th strategy is refocus. It is a process of taking a look at what really matters most in your life. So if you're feeling like you haven't really been able to travel this summer, go places, or connect with people like you usually do, you could think of how you could still allow yourself downtime. Because that's really what unwinding with friends is all about, or going on a vacation is all about. It's giving yourself a break from your regular day-to-day routine. So you could maybe go somewhere around your area. You could visit places that you've never been to before, right? Literally sometimes in your backyard. I know I've found a lot of different parks and trails that I didn't know existed right near my home. You might think about connecting with someone that you're not maybe such good friends with, but maybe you could deepen that relationship by connecting with them, by meeting them. You may have to social distance, or even meeting them on Zoom. Maybe set a time and do a Zoom call with them once a week. You're probably already doing lots of Zoom calls, and you might be sick of logging onto Zoom. You could simply think of things that you have always wanted to explore and explore them. This helps to refocus your thoughts from what you're missing out on to what you still have available right around you. So as you get ready to settle yourself down to do the meditation today, combining the techniques. As always, I have an app called the Sip and Om app, and this is where you can find 30-minute guided meditations if you want a deeper meditation experience. You also can always find support on the Sip and Om social media sites on Facebook and on Instagram, where I show up every day. So go ahead now and find some place comfortable where you would like to sit. This might be outside. I always encourage you to try meditating outside as long as it's safe to do so. As I record this for you, I'm outside and we are getting ready to have a big thunderstorm. So hopefully I can finish it up before I have to move inside. Begin to relax your body, noticing where you harbor stress, and gently release it. Now, mentally repeat, "Peace is within me," and feel within yourself a sense of peace. You might notice where you hold peace, where you hold excitement and joy. Notice this and tap into it. Notice where you hold your stress and gently release it. You may hold your hands in the Gyan Mudra, tapping your thumb to your index finger, creating a circle. This is unity, one, at peace, connected. Feel your heart open up, your fourth chakra. And think about someone in need and send them peace. You have been a rock for someone. You have been the peaceful presence for someone all week long as your challenge. Send this person peace. Now inhale through your nose, a nice deep inhale, drawing your breath inward and upward, and mentally affirm, peace. As you exhale, release tension. Inhale, peace. Exhale, tension. Now, continue to sit in stillness. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. When you get to the point where you could meditate just a little bit longer, end your meditation there. End it on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.